Would the Senate please come to order? Would members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 15 members present this morning. Senators Halford, Pete Kelly, Lehman, Lincoln, Miller are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Thank you. If members would please stand, our chaplain this morning is Pastor Wayne Coggins of the Cornerstone Family Ministry.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you desire to relate to us as a loving father does to his children. You're not a push-button God programmed to give us things when we push the right buttons or repeat the right phrases. Rather, your revealed desire is to have a relationship with us, to walk with us through life, and to share your life with us as we share ours with you. It works so well when you do the God things, as only you can do, and we get to do the people things, which you enable us to do. Thank you for giving us Proverbs chapter 3, which teaches us that if we trust in you with all of our heart and acknowledge you in all of our ways, you will direct our path. If we stay humble in our eyes, you will cause us to walk in good emotional and physical health. If we honor you with our increase in attitude toward money, you will cause our needs to be met and our storage places to be full. We pray, Lord, that today and in the days ahead, we would be able to live up to our end of this relationship, knowing full well that you will live up to yours. Amen.
Amen. Senator Ward, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 58th legislative.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved. That brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests this morning? Senator Kelly.
Madam President, this is the time of year when my family comes for their annual trip to Juneau. And first of all, my wife, an assistant attorney general, who I always embarrass by reminding the world that she was the 1969 state spelling bee champion for Alaska. Lisa Nelson, and my two children. First of all, Ingrid, who is a hockey player of some renown, and on Saturday will be going to the top of Eagle Crest. And then my young son, who just turned 4, Theodore, a.k.a. Tank. And he will be playing soccer this year for the first time. Please help me welcome my family.
Further introduction, Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I have some friends in the Ziegler Gallery as well. Anchorage Assembly Member Charles Wolforth, who's in town on some earning his livelihood today, updating his version of the Frommer's Alaska Travel Guide, and his son, Robin William Wolforth, who's a first grader at Chugach Optional in downtown Anchorage. Please help me welcome them.
Further introductions. Senator Green.
Thank you, Madam President. In Miller's Gallery, we have a member of my community, Deborah Hawking, who is here with the library conference. She's also a librarian at one of our elementary schools. And Deborah, please stand up. And if you would help me welcome her to the legislature.
Senator Taylor.
President, we have with us today a visitor from Austria. This young man is a recipient of the benefits that come from the American Field Services Unit, which is the oldest group that I'm aware of in the world, which actually assists in setting up students so they can do visits from one country to another, an exchange student program. And Lucas, if you'd stand up, it's Lucas Gunleitner, and he is from Austria, and he's accompanied today by Representative Susan Smalley's wife, excuse me, Representative Smalley, his wife Susan, is accompanying him today and acting as his chaperone while he's in Juneau. He'd welcome them to the Senate.
Further introductions? Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor, Madam President.
Are there messages from the House?
The House has passed and transmitted for consideration House Joint Resolution Number 11, by Representatives Phillips, James, Harris, Whitaker, Smalley, Rookberg, Porter, Osterman, Hudson, Ogun, Mulder, Foster, Dyson, Green, Coghill, Barnes, Halcrow, Williams, Bundy, Morgan, Mikowski, Jewell, urging the United States Congress to pass legislation to open the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, Alaska, to oil and gas exploration, development, and production.
Resources.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 13, Finance, by the House Finance Committee, relating to using oil spill settlement funds to create a long-term research and monitoring endowment.
Resources, finance.
And those are all the House messages.
Communications.
Following report is on file, annual report on the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund from Department of Revenue in accordance with 3710430B. Those are all the communications this morning.
Are there standing committee reports?
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 1 relating to good time and release on mandatory patrol, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute. Signed DuPass, Senator Taylor Chair, Senator Donnelly. Senator Torgerson signed no recommendation. Fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill number 1 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 27 relating to school records and driver license records of certain children. Recommends it be replaced with the Finance Committee substitute. Signed DuPass. Senators Torgerson, Parnell co-chair. Senators Phillips, Green, Lehman, and Wilkin. Senator Adams signed no recommendation. Zero on indeterminate fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill number 27 has no further referral.
Rules.
Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 80 relating to contracts for the provision of state public assistance to certain recipients in the state, providing for regional public assistance plans and program in the state, and relating to grants for Alaska Tribal Family Assistance Programs. Recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Signing no recommendation, Senator Tim Kelly Chair, Senators Phillips. Signing due pass, Senators Hoffman, Mackey. Zero fiscal note. Senate Bill number 80 has a further referral to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 99, clarifying the meaning of decennial census of the United States in Article 6, Constitution of the State of Alaska, and to prevent discrimination in the redistricting of the House of Representatives and Senate. Signing due pass, Senator Taylor Chair, Senators Torgerson, Donnelly. Senator Ellis signed no recommendation, fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 99 has no further referral.
Senate Bill 99 will have a fiscal note. It will be referred to Finance.
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 100, relating to payment by indigent persons for legal services and related costs, recommends it be replaced with the Judiciary Committee substitute. Signed DuPass, Senator Taylor Chair, Senators Torgerson, Donnelly. Fiscal and zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 100 has no further referral.
Senate Bill 100 also picked up a fiscal note. It will also go to the Finance Committee.
Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered CS for House Bill 71 CRA, establishing Cowra Rock Incorporated as a regional housing authority for the area that includes the Seward Peninsula, Union Cleat, and St. Lawrence Island. Signed DuPass, Senator Tim Kelly Chair, Senators Hoffman, Phillips, and Mackey. Previous House, zero fiscal note. CS for House Bill number 71, CRA, has a further referral to the Finance Committee, and those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Are there reports from special committees?
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 7 by Senators Pierce Phillips, supporting the responsible development of the Talsakwa Chief Mine through the cooperative effort of Alaska and British Columbia, and urging Governor Knowles to withdraw his request for a referral of the Talsakwa Chief Mine to the International Joint Commission under the Boundary Waters Treaty.
Resources.
Senate Joint Resolution number 17 by the Resources Committee, requesting that the National Marine Fisheries Service and the United States Congress act immediately to reverse the decline of the Cook Inlet beluga whale population and to regulate the harvest of the beluga whales in Cook Inlet until a beluga whale population has recovered.
Resources.
Those are all the resolutions this morning.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill number 108 by Senator Ward, an act relating to fees for probation and parole.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 109 by Senator Hoffman, by request, an act relating to prohibited campaign contributions and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 110 by Senator Wilkin, an act relating to liability involving certain property acquired by a governmental entity and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 111 by Senator Wilkin, an act designating certain pioneers' home receipts as program receipts, appropriations of which are not made from the unrestricted general fund, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
And those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Madam President.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Secretary.
Citations, honoring Jay Dolaney upon his retirement, honoring James Masson, sports official, honoring Emily DeForest, honoring Pat Porter, in memoriam Christina Orbrook.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Senator Taylor, is there objection?
My objection is solely for the purpose of having an opportunity to pay a little bit of homage on my own to what I think is one of the most outstanding state employees I ever had the privilege of working with. And he's now retiring. That's a fellow named Jay Dolaney, who worked in the Department of Motor Vehicles. And it didn't matter what time you called. I've had occasion where I ended up calling Jay at his house, or he might call me at mine. He was always available, always responsive, and always very professional and courteous in the way he treated not only my constituents, but I know constituents throughout the state, and also the way he dealt with and worked with the legislative branch. And it's a real privilege today to be able to stand here and say that, because we often hear public employees get bad-mouthed about what's going on or what type of work's happening. Jay's an outstanding example of the great people we have working for us in this state, and it's a privilege to be able to help pass this citation today for him. He's a nice guy, and I'm going to miss him in that department. I know we all are.
Thank you, Senator Taylor. Senator Taylor, do you remove your objection? Is there further objection to the citations? Hearing no objection, the citations are adopted. That brings us to unfinished business. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, is HGR number 11 available for cross-sponsorship, the ANWR resolution?
Yes, it is.
I would move national unanimous consent that I be shown as a cross-sponsor on that resolution.
Hearing no objection, Senator Mackey, along with Senator Donnelly, Senator Wilkins, Senator Green, Senator Taylor, Senator Tim Kelly, Senator Adams, Senator Ward. Any further unfinished business? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on Monday, March 22nd.
Personal or state business, Senator?
Both.
Hearing no objection, Senator Ellis will not be with us on the 22nd. Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent I be allowed to be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate concurrent resolution, that being the Telsiqua Chief Mine Resolution.
Hearing no objection, you'll be shown as a co-sponsor. Further unfinished business? Are there announcements this morning? Senator Kelly.
Madam President, there will be a Rules Committee meeting upon adjournment for purposes of calendaring bills.
Thank you, Senator Kelly. I would just remind all committee chairmen the self-imposed deadline for personal bills moving to the other house is April 9th, which is coming at us pretty quickly, so I would appreciate it if committee chairman would look at that while you're scheduling your committees and try to make sure that you get people's personal priorities on your schedules for hearings. Further announcements? Are there special orders this morning? Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, March 19.
Hearing no objection, we are adjourned until tomorrow.